Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, May 2nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. County Commissioner from Presque Isle County, when the recommendation is made on the canvassers, they're appointed by the Board of Commissioners who are Republicans, Democrats, whoever the county elects. They then approve and appoint the canvassers based on the candidates submitted to them from the county parties. Chair of the Republican Party, chair of the Democrat Party. They ask, the county does, the clerk asks the chairs for three names. Sometimes you can't give them three names because three people aren't willing to serve on the Board of Canvassers. When I was chair of Antrim County, we had two slots to appoint. I could only find two people willing to do it. I gave them two names. Well, they contacted me and said, Randy, you have to give us three. Fine, then put my name on it. Chair of the party. Because I can't find members willing to do this voluntarily. Oh, they get a small pittance for the day they're there doing the canvassing. I think it's $25 or whatever for almost the entire day. But it's difficult. But they're tasked with the responsibility of representing their party. That's the whole point. It's partisan. Two Republicans, two Democrats, and the county clerk or deputy clerk who runs the elections make up the people doing the canvassing. If these bills are passed as is, the language is changed to prohibit a recount, an investigation, or audit of the conduct of an election when fraud is alleged, to only determine the number of votes cast for one candidate or another, or on a ballot question, a referendum, initiative, proposals. Lastly, the bill says a recount could not assess the qualifications of the voters participating in the election or the manner in which the ballots are applied for or issued to the voters. Jim in his tweet says, whoa, isn't that a doozy? So illegals, dead people, people that are not even residents in Michigan any longer could be voting. And we cannot assess the qualifications of those voters or the manner in which the ballots were applied for and issued to these voters, quote, end quote, it's in the bill. Now, why did they put that language specifically in there? Because they know dead people are voting in Michigan. They know that people who have left our state, left our counties, no longer live here, are still on the qualified voter files, and they, the Democrats, have figured out a way to access those voters that are on the qualified voter files, issue them ballots, and have the ballots turned in. Why else would the Democrats, Senator Chang from Detroit, put this specific wording in the bill? You see, you have to understand, folks, the way Lansing works, if you want to do something nefarious, you want to do something that isn't right, you put it into a bill and you word it in such a way that the words sound like really no big deal. But you see, words have meaning. Words are definable. What's the definition of assess? Assess, that's to analyze, to review, to look at. The qualifications? Qualifications. Are you a U.S. citizen? Are you a naturalized citizen? Are you alive? Do you still live in the county where you're registered to vote on this qualified voter file? Do you still live there? Those are your qualifications. Of those voters, or the manner, what's that word mean? The way things are done, the way things are looked at, the way things are considered. You can't assess the qualifications of these voters or the manner in which these ballots were applied for or issued to the voters. Applied for? Did you request an absentee ballot? Or did they just mail it to your house or last known address? Timothy Jacobs is on the ballot in Mount Morenci for county clerk. He was on the show yesterday, announced his run, challenging the Democrat who runs as a Republican in Mount Morenci for county clerk. Everybody knows she's a Democrat, but she runs as a Republican to get elected. Well, guess what? Timothy is a mailman. Timothy Jacobs is a mailman and has delivered ballots, handles the mail. And he handles ballots to put them into people's mailboxes when he's out on his route. It's his job. He said, Randy, after the show yesterday, we talked. He says, I have delivered mail to vacant houses that includes ballots. And when I go back to that address to deliver more mail, the junk mail, the flyers, whatever, the ballot's gone. Nobody lives in the house. It's completely vacant. It's been vacant for years. He said some of them are deer camps. I don't even know why they have a mailbox up because they don't live there. But sure enough, he delivers the ballot. A day or two later, he goes back to put something else in the mailbox and the ballot's gone. Who grabbed that mail? Who filled out that ballot? How did they deliver it back to the clerk? You can't challenge that anymore. You cannot challenge those ballots as being counted, sent to an address that has a vacant house. He said some of these people, he knows for a fact, haven't picked up their mail there in years, but the mailbox gets emptied out. Jim goes on to say, the Democrats have completely thrown off the mask with this terrible bill, attempting to win at any cost, without any cost to our Republic. The Republicans have got to kill this in the House. They need to talk to one Democrat and convince one Democrat not to support it in the House. Can they do it? I challenge the Republicans right now, the current elected Republicans, that are in Lansing. My state representative, John Roth, in the 104th. Ken Borton in the 105th. Cam Cavett in the 106th. Neil Frisky in the 107th. Mark Cannon over there in the western part of the UP. The House Freedom Caucus, Steve Cara, Matt Maddock, Jim DeSana. These other state representatives around the state to go and talk to the Democrats. Convince one of them not to vote for Senate Bill 603 and 604. If one Democrat views these bills like Senator Jim Runstad and understands what they're trying to accomplish and refuses to vote for it, these bills will die in the House. 55 to 55. However, you have the ability to break a tie only in the Senate, where the lieutenant governor can preside and break a tie in the Senate. He can't do that in the House. It's in our state constitution. So that's why it's critically important we have to reach out to our state representatives and tell them point blank, you guys need to kill this in the House. You need to find one, two, three, four, however many Democrats you can find to get them to stand with the Republicans. And I got a great idea to do it. You tell them that if they're not able, if they are not able to get this done, you're not going to support them on November 5th. August 6th primary, if they're being primary challenged, you'll vote for the other guy. You will absolutely vote for the other person. All of them are being challenged. Every single one of them are being primary challenged. They have a primary challenger. Very simple. You don't get this done, we're going to vote for the other guy. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. And I will, at the top of the hour, send all of you the link to Jim Rundstedt's post on his Twitter X account, including the 2-minute video. You have to understand that this is absolutely something that we have got to get the Republicans in the House to kill. Well, Randy, you don't understand how Lansing works. Yeah, we do understand. You're in the minority. You have 56 Democrats, state representatives, that will vote probably in lockstep with the 20 state Senate Democrats, and it will pass 56 to 54. This will be a Democrat-owned bill. Passed with only 20 state senators, 56 state representatives, signed into law by this Democrat governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Something that Jocelyn Benson has her hands all over this bill. We get it. We totally get it. But it's your job to reach out to one Democrat, possibly two, preferably three or four, that are logical and have common sense. You have to understand, this is your job that we are tasking you with. We don't ask you guys to do very much in Lansing for us the people. We're asking. Understand the importance of what these bills do to our elections, to our board of canvassers, to the ability to investigate election integrity based on fraud, mistakes, human errors, whatever. We want an investigation. We want an audit. We want a recount. Don't raise the fees to charge a candidate if they want to challenge or recount an election. As a matter of fact, there should be no fees if they believe that there was some hanky-panky going on in the machines, in the ballots, in the chain of custody, whatever. This needs to be done, people. You have to understand that this is basically memorializing election fraud in our state statutes, in our election laws. Repealing what is already on the books that makes sense, that's fair. two Democrats, two Republicans on a board of canvassers for all 83 counties, working with the county clerk or the deputy clerk who runs the elections to canvass the election. We've been doing it since the beginning of our state. And these people want to change it. Why? You have to understand. You have to understand the importance of this, people. This is something you have to challenge your Republican state representatives on. Now, it's not going to affect this November election because they don't have the votes for immediate effect in the Senate. It's that simple. I'm going to reach out to Jim, see if I can get him on the show for tomorrow. We'll do a segment with him so you can hear from him as well. In the meantime, text me the word Jim, and I'll send you the link to his short 2-minute and 1-second video he recorded on the Senate floor, along with the verbiage story, the wording, as to how he's explaining his perspective on Senate Bill 603. There's also a companion bill that goes with it, Senate Bill 604. This is absolutely disgusting. You have to understand, this is a process that we can be a part of in getting these Republicans to stand up and do the right thing. It is their job to work with the Democrats. Cam Cavett voted for the Democrat Speaker, Joe Tate, so that he could get on some committee assignments. Well, it's time to cash in your chip. I voted for you to be Speaker. I need you to not take this up in the House. Not let this thing pass in the House. These people are absolutely evil, and they see the writing on the wall. They know that they're in trouble come November, so that's why they're trying to ram this stuff through now. Why they have the majority, a 2-seat majority in the House and the Senate, and this Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We need to fight like hell on this one, folks. This is a call to action. This is mandatory. Talk to your state reps. Get them to find one Democrat, preferably 2 or 3, to stand with them and vote no on Senate Bill 603 and 604. Hour number 2 today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing,